cetera, we thought we'd just have a bit of a session around finances. We're going to be joined by Blair in a minute from Dairy Holdings in terms of what they focus on. They're a business who do cost structure focus really well. But first of all, I just want to cover off the break-even milk price. There's quite often numbers thrown around in the media and around break-even milk price, and often, they're highlighting "woe is me," as media tend to do, just how dairy farmers are all going broke and the end is nigh. But what I'd encourage you to do is actually work out your own break-even milk price, because you'll probably find the numbers quite different to what you're hearing in the media and the context of that as well. So, thankfully, Dairy NZ's definition of the break-even milk price is quite broad. So that means you can make this one up as you see fit. And I actually think you should make this one up as you see fit and what fits for your business, not what you're hearing from the media as well. So, their definition is it's the income per kilo milk size required to cover all costs or outgoings. So that's nice and loose. So what are outgoings? Outgoings are farm working expenditure. That's cash. It's not your farm operating costs, which have been adjusted for dairy support and wages and management and those sorts of things. At the end of the day, we're just really interested in cash, and especially at the moment. Your interest bill, and that's obviously doubled for many of us over the last 2 or 3 years. Your break-even milk price only needs to include principal if you have a covenant in place. So for some businesses, especially if you've got highly geared and you've just brought your farm lately or done a restructure, your bank may be insisting that you pay back principal. At the moment, you can probably negotiate your way out of that, but if you do have a covenant in place, as many businesses do, then do include that in there. Drawings only if you have family members. Dividends for equity partnerships. Some equity partnerships have flex and don't demand a dividend every year. But I do work with a number of businesses where shareholders are reliant on their dividend for their drawings or for their lifestyle. So if that is the case for you, and if you have that in place, then include dividend on that. For tax, even though some of them may have some residual tax bills, your tax bill shouldn't be included in your break-even milk price, apart from the tax associated with the dividend and the drawings, if any, if you're taking any out there as well. So you're looking at your long-term tax demand. Around plant depreciation, I don't include depreciation in my break-even milk price, but I do include what your normal plant replacement is. So if you're typically replacing a tractor every 8-10 years or a motorbike, et cetera, then include that in your break-even milk price. That's typically around 30 cents of milk solids if you were lean on plant. That's probably heading up to 40 cents with increases in prices, but we might get that back to 30 if none of us buy anything, which is what's happening at the moment. Not included in your break-even milk price is provisional tax, principal if you don't have covenants, and depreciation as well. The other thing to bear in mind is every business is different when it comes to outgoings. So if you look at the business structures I work with, some of them will have family businesses where we have two layers of family in there. We have wages of management with a son or daughter running the farm, and then parents also demanding a drawing as well. And equity partnerships, as we've already discussed, is the dividend essential, or can it be cut out as well? So on that page number one, on that break-even milk price, what I've just laid out there is the sort of four different businesses that we're involved with, and the range of break-even milk prices that happen as a consequence. So we've got well-established equity partnerships now, and I've just used an average of $6 sort of farm working expenses, debt servicing, based on lower debt for those sort of businesses. Their break-even at the moment, we're dealing with equity partnerships who may have a break-even as low as $6.88. So that's a country mile off the $8.20 that was in the media the other day. Equity partnerships, and we've got a few of these which have got high levels of debt because I've just brought out partners in the last 2 or 3 years. They've got expectations of principal being paid back as well. They've got a break even at the moment of 779, 780. So we're seeing almost a dollar difference in break evens depending on the state of your business. Owner operators, 732 for a couple running their own farm. And then you could be as high as 772 for a family business when you've got multiple generations on there as well. And that's all based on sort of $6 cost structures as well. So, yeah, I really encourage you to work out your own. Provide a bit of a format here for you. Work out your own break-even milk price. Another one for Fonterra shareholders is Fonterra dividend. And obviously we had a nice thank you, Matt and team, for a nice 50 cent sort of payout there as well around the Soprole asset sales as well. At the moment, we're seeing Fonterra shareholders, if you include that break even in your milk price, it drops it by another 50 cents, hopefully 30, 40 cents next year as well. On the next page over, we've just got our break-even milk price over time. And look, this is pretty sobering in terms of how it has moved. So this is based on our McFarlane Business client base data. We typically have about 30 farms involved in this a year where we run their budgets through Farmax and gather their data. The top line is farm operating costs. I mentioned before you should use farm working. Our farm operating farm working are pretty close. Debt servicing is based on typical interest rates at the time and the average dairy farm debt based on treasury numbers. Dividends and drawings, we've assumed that that most of these are a family business, and the principal kicked in about 2018. Before that, the banks were giving away the money and there was no covenants in place whatsoever. Since then, they've expected us to pay it back, which is a bit frustrating, although that has eased off right at the moment. So the cost of business less the stock sales. So we were sitting for quite a long period of time with break-even milk prices sitting around that $6 a kilo milk solids. So quite flat in terms of an inflation impact on there as well. But to be fair, and this is certainly popping on the media, we have seen quite a significant lift and the break-even milk price over the last 2 years. So it's gone from $5.70 to $6.40 last year, up to $8.09 this year using this methodology. But as we saw on the previous page, not all businesses are that. This is more around just really highlighting how this has moved over the time. And the key reasons why it's moved are the farm operating costs. We've got $6 there. Average of our client base last year was $5.96. Most of our budgets this year are sitting about $5.60, $5.50, as we saw with Lincoln's before. Drops in nitrogen prices, urea, palm kernel, etc., and grains coming back as well. So we're typically seeing 40 to 50 cents coming off our cost structures now. But then on the other side of it is our interest bill, which has increased quite dramatically as well. So it's doubled, all but doubled as well, with interest rates doubling as well. But there is good reason to be concerned at the moment around sort of where the breaking milk price is gone. But for many clients at the moment, it's got a six in front of it, especially if you're a Fonterra shareholder, include your dividend, and it's a low six if you include that 50 cents as well, which we weren't going to include at the start of the year, but many people are now. So work out your own break-even milk price. Understand the resilience of your own business. Don't listen to what's in the media. The media is probably right in terms of the trend, but where do you fit in that trend as well? Cool. Any questions on that? Yep.
Just wondering in regard to the winter feed, you guys winter hog with the whole year. What do you have to pay for that on a weekly basis and how many weeks of age?
So the question was, the impact of winter feed, and I guess I'll cover an impact of that on cost structures, etc. I'll just cover that question generically around grazing, full stop. Grazing has probably, in terms of the cost structures, has been year on year for the last 5 to 6 years, the biggest lift within our cost structure. So it's typically been sitting between 8 to 11% lift, sort of compounding for the last 3 years. So that's one that we've really got a bit of a headache on. And getting back to our Norden calf rate that we talked about before, that's a management tool that on farm that we can pull to get that cost down. It is a sticky one. It has a bit of a ratchet in it, because we need to negotiate with our graziers, who are our fellow farmers and our neighbours as well. So that's always a tense situation. The other challenge we have there is certainly for farmers I work with, 90% of them are actually going back to the same farmer year on year on year. So you've got that relationship there as well. To compound that, this is a long answer, the National Policy Statement for Fresh Water, basically the current winter feeding footprint can't be expanded. You cannot take winter cows onto new ground as well. So it's really created some imbalance around supply and demand, which makes it difficult to negotiate your way through as well. So it's around those breaking cost structures. It's probably been the one of the bigger lifters over the last 3 years. It's where we had some of the biggest lifts, and it's also one we haven't seen come off, unlike most other cost structures, grazing and feed. Sorry, what was it there?
The benefit of having them off impacts or in leaching quite significantly.
Yeah, the question was the benefit of having them off impacts in leaching. Yeah, absolutely, but we still have to be held accountable for that as well. The other thing too is, so winter feed this year was typically 36 cents a kilo dry matter. If we can convert it into grass, convert it into milk, at about 10 to 1, 12 to 1, because on platform it's very, very efficient. It's worth about 70 to 80 cents a kilo milk solids as milk. So it is still cheaper than keeping them on platform. Righto.